Good morning, my friends. That image that came out of my mind the last time we met, of those two rabbits looking like they were talking with each other, and the gratitude for that manifestation of our Creator stayed in my mind for these last few days. And what came to mind after that was a poem that I'm familiar with by John of the Cross, a Christian mystic from the 16th century, a Carmelite friar and doctor of the church, who worked side by side with Teresa of Avila in such powerful ways that they were both beatified and canonized as saints in the church. A very short summary indeed of two remarkable spiritual beings who lived their lives in mystical connection and lifelong service. And one of the things that St. John of the Cross is best known for is his writings. And here is the poem that came to mind. But first, let's get into our gentle and quiet meditative posture in the comfortable chair that you sit in, with your feet on the floor, your body supported, your gratitude alive for this chair and this breath and this opportunity. In every breath that you notice your body taking in its own rhythm, keep your awareness with your breath and the gratitude for the way that life expresses itself in breathing from the inside out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. And breathing out, I know that I am alive. Breathing in, I know that I am alive. And breathing out, I am deeply grateful for this gift. And as you breathe with that gratitude for your own life, I would ask you to bring to mind a time when you were walking or sitting in a natural setting amongst the creation of plants and animals and sky and light that were given so generously to us. As you listen to this poem by St. John of the Cross, allow it to touch you and allow it to take your imagination from the beginning to the end to a place of gratitude that you will be able to take with you whenever you want in mindfulness as you go outside and sit or walk. Or for some of us, run. The poem is entitled, "A Rabbit Noticed My Condition." I was sad one day and went for a walk. I sat in a field. A rabbit noticed my condition and came near. It often does not take more than that to help at times. To just be close to the creatures who are so full of knowing, so full of love, that they don't stop to chat. They just gaze with their marvelous understanding. As I read this again, listen for what word or phrase stands out to you in this poem. and begin to hold it and breathe with it. A word or a phrase from this poem that you can breathe with and carry with you. A rabbit noticed my condition. I was sad one day and went for a walk. I sat in a field. A rabbit noticed my condition and came near. It often does not take more than this to help at those times. To just be close to creatures who are so full of knowing, so full of love, that they don't chat. They just gaze with their marvelous understanding. Holding a word or phrase or an idea in simple form that stands out for you. I was sad. A rabbit came near. So full of love, they just gaze with their marvelous understanding. And what in your life that this might apply to? And as you breathe, with each breath, repeating those words or that phrase on the in-breath and on the out-breath. Like this. So full of knowing. Breathing in and breathing out. A rabbit noticed my condition and came near. Breathing in and breathing out. Remembering a time I was sad one day, breathing in, and I went for a walk, breathing out. Don't let my words interrupt yours if you have them, and feel free to take them if you don't quite. It's all a prayer of gratitude. For those things that gaze upon us, or those places where we gaze with our marvelous understanding, so full of love, that we don't stop to chat. But we gaze. Gratitude for this marvelous gift and our marvelous understanding. Sitting still or walking with gratitude for all of the marvelous world that does exist. Including in times of consternation that is all around us, if we're mindful. Go out into the day. Namaste. Amen.